Welcome to SILRAP Podcasts. You are about to listen to a service of the Center for International Law Research and Policy.
Before I give the word to Professor Carsten Stahn for final remarks and discussion, I would like to offer four general observations. I will be very brief, I promise. First, from what I've seen and had reported, the presentations and discussions have been very rich yesterday and today. There is an intense energy of inquiry, intimately tuned to practice, pushing the boundaries of our understanding of pre-investigation. It is quite clear that the anthology which the project is producing will chart new territory and take us several steps forward. Secondly, we have seen the complexity and diversity of pre-investigation practices in national and international jurisdictions. The way of doing things differ between jurisdictions, although the function and challenges of preliminary examinations are largely the same. It has been pointed out that the ICC has developed a very high level of attention to preliminary examination. With time, this awareness will translate into practice that provides invaluable lessons for national criminal justice actors. Thirdly, the normative regulation of preliminary examination will only take us so far. As was pointed out by several speakers yesterday, quality control is ultimately a question of awareness or culture in the organizations concerned. Professionalization is a challenge faced by all criminal justice actors. The terminology of quality control should become a regular part of our language in the field, much like expressions such as no peace without justice. It should become a household term. We should also recognize the particular responsibility that rests with leaders of criminal justice agencies, including in international criminal justice. They need to set quality control examples. This is at the same time a challenge to us, the state's parties behind the international criminal justice organizations. We need to be vigilant when we select future criminal justice leaders. Finally, I will also take this opportunity to express our appreciation to the organizations that have organized this seminar. That is the Center for International Law Research and Policy, the Grotius Center for International Legal Studies, Peking University International Law Institute, China University of Political Science and Law, Waseda University Law School, University of Delhi Campus Law Center, UC Berkeley Human Rights Center, and International Nuremberg Principles Academy in cooperation with the Human Rights Law Network of India and the Chinese Initiative of International Law, with funding from the Norwegian Minister of Foreign Affairs. On that note, I'm happy to pass the floor over to you, Professor Stahn. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For more open access audio recordings, films, and publications, go to silrap.org.